For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. Beaver men's hockey team split last weekend with Augustana, head on the road. League points throughout the remainder of the season. We'll head to Northern Michigan this week, joined by Mattias Scholl. Mattias, back from injury several weeks back. Are you feeling back to 100% normal and not thinking about anything anymore?
I would say so. Even having those bye weeks throughout just the last month and a half has been really big, not just for myself but a lot of guys on our team. I'm feel more confident in the groin, and I would definitely say 100% no.
Injuries aside, because that's gonna happen, there isn't much you guys can do about that. But with the bye weeks, has it been hard to just get into a rhythm with this team? Because it seems like that might be the biggest problem this team has.
Right. Yeah, I think I would agree with that. You know, it's not easy when you play two games, week off, and then so on and so forth. But we just got to be ready for the games no matter what. Even, you know, we have a couple weeks off. Like I said, it was good. We needed them. We got some guys back. And now, you know, we got 4 weeks straight and into playoffs. You know, there's no looking back now. So get all hands on deck. And like you said, get into rhythm. I think that's going to be huge for us.
Going back to last Friday, 5-0, team gives up 10 shots, fewest number of shots in, you know, since like 2007. That's probably not your most difficult shutout in your career, but shutouts are darn hard. Tom and I spent a good chunk of Saturday's pregame talking about how hard it is and why it is. How special are they as a goalie to get them?
It always feels good, you know, especially that one on a Friday. You know, he only had 10 shots. It's almost a little bit tougher because you got to, you know, you stay in it regardless, but you got to be even more so just because you never know when those shots are going to come. And it's more rewarding for the team as well. It's just a team accomplishment when guys are selling out, laying it on the line, blocking shots. It all just comes together, and it's a special feeling for the whole team.
Not going to lie, I'm seeing guys block shots up 5-0 with 30 seconds to go, and the number of guys you've had get hurt blocking shots this year, I'm like, don't get hurt. What does it mean to you as a goalie to see them do that in front of you? Because it means that much to them as well.
Well, it's great. That's the type of sacrifice and the character that you need if you're going to be a championship team. So, regardless of the score, if we're doing that, that's definitely, a really positive thing to have. So, I love seeing that, to be honest with you.
You know how hard they are to get. Jared McKay played for Minnesota State. He had 34 in his career, 3 years consecutive of 10. Zach Driscoll had 21 while he was here at BSU. What do those two numbers mean to you as a goalie, and just what those two guys were able to accomplish and what those teams did in front of them?
I mean, obviously, you look at those guys, their college careers, they're incredible goalies. And, not only did their statistics reflect that, like winning records for the team did as well. And definitely goes hand in hand, for sure. And, I'm just trying to maybe emulate my game a little bit like them and try and do as best I can to put our team in the best position to succeed as well. But, with those guys, unbelievable collegiate careers, and they're still playing today, so it speaks volumes. Just shows how they approach the game and how professional they were.
What's it going to take for this team to go on a run here the next month?
I think, hitting back on like you said, getting the rhythm, I think that's going to be huge for us. And we had a great team meeting today, and we really just, kind of just calmed down and really assessed things and took a look at the broader picture. And, we're in a really good spot to win a McNaughton Cup still. You got to keep things in perspective, despite, maybe winning a game, losing a game. It's been like that in not just our league, but a lot of leagues. So, I think getting in the rhythm, just believing in ourselves and continuing to, block shots if we're up 5-0 with a little bit of time left. So those are great things to build off of.
Best of luck.
Thank you so much.